It's time for letters from listeners. It's the P1's opportunity to ask the musers. Right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Today we're going to feature letters from listeners that have been emailed to us and deal with the big sports topics of the moment. There is one, though, from our longtime listener and dear friend Brad C., who is still on me as he and I go back and forth about the iPad. My prediction is that in 5 years, the iPad will be nothing more than a doorstop. And he thinks it's a game changer. So we've been going back and forth. And I said, look, let's get back with each other in 5 years. And then we'll decide who's right. Because I'll send him a bit of evidence that the iPad is failing. And then he'll send me a bit of evidence that the iPad is taking off. And so
Why are y'all wasting your time?
We're calling a truce.
It doesn't matter.
We're calling a truce. And so he says, I will agree to a ceasefire if you agree to a full public apology at the 5-year mark. If you are right, I will finally send you the They Call Me Sir DVD that I bought for you but never sent a year ago.
They Call Me Sir.
That's the Sir Parker story. The old A&M running back.
Oh, my God.
The sparest of all DVDs.
Man.
So he actually has that, and then he put the picture of the DVD cover on there.
That guy's
an
idiot.
A DVD.
Brad C. just needs to go away.
No, he's great.
All right. Regarding the recent Maverick movement, Richard emails something that he heard on the Craig Ferguson show. Ferguson said the other night on Monday, Los Angeles fans are bummed. Odom and Khloe Kardashian will be moving to Dallas. So not only are we losing a big, strong guy who's an excellent ball handler, we're also giving up Lamar Odom.
That is rude.
And Jesse points out, what if Gloria James is in attendance at the Heat Mavericks Christmas opener? Won't that be awkward? Now that the Mavericks have Delonte West, so Gloria James would be there watching her son play and perhaps her lover play.
And they never came out and denied that, even to this day?
Nobody's ever confirmed it, but nobody's ever denied it. And sources within the NBA have very much confirmed it.
Whoa.
Oh,
to the Cowboys, Tom emails and says, is Eli Manning the new Terry Bradshaw? Both from Louisiana. Both have odd quirks that people mock. Terry talks funny, Eli looks funny. Neither put up gaudy stats, but they win, and they both torment the Cowboys.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Let's hope that Eli's a better broadcaster if he ever goes into it.
Let it go.
This is from Joe on our hot topic yesterday, George's idea that the Cowboys should have let the Giants score so they'd have more time, get the ball back, and potentially tie or win the game.
They didn't have enough time.
Joe says, I'm a bit confused. It seemed like the defense was told to let them score all night.
That was the game plan.
This is from Derek, the problems at Valley Ranch, and he says he's got a new Jason Garrett theory. Knowledge leads to ego, and ego lends itself to pride, which can corrupt. After being told for years how intelligent he is and that he's destined to be a great coach, he believes Jason Garrett is so full of himself in being in respect to believing in his way that he sees no imperfections when he looks in the mirror.
Hmm.
Possible?
Maybe.
And Thomas has another thought. He says, when you have a country club atmosphere with a team, it doesn't matter who the head pro is. And that's the problem. Too relaxed a culture, and it starts at the top with Jerry.
Hmm.
So many of our P1s can't figure out how double-teaming a receiver seems to paralyze the Cowboys, but other teams today and in the history of the NFL have gotten away with it. If your best receiver is double-teamed, you still throw to him.
Right.
Brandon emails and says, I swear, Andy Dalton either has a huge sack or he's just doing crazy rookie throws, but A.J. Green is always double-covered, and Dalton always seems to find him. He throws it up, and he lets Green make a play. Why can't the Cowboys do that?
It's a heck of a question.
Dan emails and says, was I dreaming or did the Cowboys just give a giant contract to members of their secondary?
With you. They just kind of snuck by us all, the Gerald Sensabaugh.
And Orlando Scandrick. Yeah. Scandrick and Sensabaugh this year have gotten new big contract extensions. Yes, the weakest member of, or area of perhaps the team, the secondary, Jerry's throwing money at. Ricky emails and says, and this is our final point, and we got so many different emails on this subject. When will DeMarcus Ware make a key defensive play in the fourth quarter, or hell, at least the second half? He says, Ware is Ware in the fourth quarter. He gets you sacks in the first quarter, but when the Cowboys need a big play, he's MIA. He has one sack in the last 4 to 5 weeks against subpar teams and quarterbacks. Look at the Giants' Jason Pierre-Paul. He makes plays in the game, and especially in the fourth quarter.
Good point.
Another Jesse emails and says, there is no doubt that DeMarcus Ware is a great player, but I can't recall a big game other than the Cowboys' wild card win over the Eagles 2 years ago where Ware has decided to put the defense on his back and become the deciding factor in a game. Sure, he's great throughout the season, but in scenarios when the Cowboys really need a big play, he never shows up. And we got, I bet you I got 10 to 15 emails with that same thought.
Yeah, and you're left with kind of a bad taste the last couple of weeks because he's been hurt. But yeah, you go back before that, I can't think of a game that he just took over in the second half.
You know, one that comes to mind was the New Orleans regular season game a few years ago. Remember when
I thought about that.
Nobody thought he was going to play because he was hurt. And I remember him having a really big game there. But
that was a long time ago.
But I think in general, the complaint is valid. He seems to get his sacks, and every sack is important, but he gets them when they don't really matter. But when you're waiting for him to rock Eli Manning on one of those drives in the fourth quarter, it seems like he never does.
Yeah. No, I think there's definitely something to that. All right, 751 here on Sports Radio 1310 to 10.